It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tristan Thompson is still having baby mama drama. He was ordered to pay $40,000 a month in child support to his ex, Jordan Craig, for their son, Prince. The model took the NBA star to court and said that the $15,000 per month that he was paying her was way below the California child support guidelines. The model also demanded that their two-year-old son should live this same lavish lifestyle as his NBA dad and half-sister, which is Khloe Kardashian's daughter, True. Mm-hmm. The judge agreed to him having to pay $40,000 a month in child support and an extra $200,000 in retroactive child support, which I had to look that up, what that was.
The word retroactive?
Yeah, retroactive child support. So that's like the expenses before the lawsuit is filed. So to like pay her back for all the expenses she had before she went through this lawsuit.
It's good to get retroactive stuff. It's not fun to give it.
No. Willie Nelson was on Jimmy Fallon last night, and he talked about how marijuana saved his life.
I used to smoke two or three packs of cigarettes a day and drank whatever there was there to drink, you know. And I had pneumonia four or five times. My lung collapsed. I almost died. So I said, wait a minute, you know. I ain't getting that high off them Chesterfields.
Jeez.
So I throwed out the cigarettes, rolled up 20 joints, stuck it in there, and I haven't smoked a cigarette since.
Interesting, and he's still ticking.
I know.
I feel like I have nothing against smoking weed. I don't do it, but whether it's legal or not. But I'm just surprised, like, doesn't that still mess up your lungs, like smoking a cigarette? Like, anything you put in your body? It's amazing he's still ticking.
I have no idea how any of that works, but I swear, ever since I was a little girl, I've just remembered Willie Nelson being old as, like, anything.
Dirt.
Yes. And he still is. Like, nothing has changed about that
guy. I got to see him at a concert last year. He was still pretty badass. So go on, Willie. Smoke your stuff.
Ashton Kutcher, former host of Punk'd on MTV, announced on Twitter that he is not involved in the reboot. So MTV has been teasing the fact that they would bring the show back on the streaming platform. Kutcher announced to his 18 million Twitter followers, I have nothing to do with the new Punk situation. I hope they get it right. So Punk, for those of you who do not know, was a hidden camera practical joke show that pranked celebrities.
Love that
it
show.
It was everything in my childhood. And so Kutcher co-created and produced this show in its original run, which was from 2003 and 2007. If they're going to be doing Punk'd and they're not going to have Ashton Kutcher involved, I don't know if I even want to watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to be hosting it. I don't know. It was really cool, the concept when it came out.
Oh,
like, this
gosh.
Is awesome!
It was so, so funny, especially when you would see like celebrities like freak out, or you got to see like what kind of celebrities were just kind of like pushovers and doormats and hated confrontation. It was so juicy. So while Taylor Swift was on BBC Radio yesterday, she explained how the feud ended between her and Katy Perry. Their feud started back in 2012 over background dancers. But when Swift's Reputation tour began, Katy Perry sent her a really, really nice note and a literal olive branch.
So both of us have been in a really good place for a while, but I don't think either of us really knew if we were ever going to talk about it publicly.
So they first saw each other out at a party after they had decided to put all of their bad blood between them to rest, and they remembered how much they had in common. And then she went on to explain how Katy Perry being in her music video came to be.
When I thought of this concept for the video, but I sent it to her, and she was like, I would love for us to be a symbol of redemption and forgiveness.
Wow, who would have thought that would have ever happened? I did not.
No one did.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.